Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Golder dictating an endoscopy report on patient Monica Cornejo. Date of birth 4/1/1965. Date of procedure January 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Golder. DO, referring physician is Dr. Yashira Gonzalez. Indication is history of GIM, dyspepsia. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Description, procedure, and form, consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extensive patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, described anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care period, or well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the septum, and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, or retroflexy is obtained in the cardia period, air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications findings. Unremarkable proximal metasophagus. Next line, Z-line regular at 33 centimeters. Oh, sorry. Z-line was irregular at 33 centimeters from the bite block. Period, there was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the antrum, body, and cardia for evaluation given history of GIM, there was no irregularity to the mucosa with evaluation with NBI. Next line, there was an area of raised mucosa in the antrum that was biopsied for histology, this does not appear to be a polyp or submucosal nodule. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Plan, follow-up, biopsy, pathology. Next line. Recommend omeprazole 40 milligrams BID 30 minutes before breakfast and dinner, patient was given instructions and a script for this. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for a reevaluation of the LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, given history of GIM, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years for further evaluation unless pathology dictates otherwise.